This past week in KZN, the sea has been big, it has been dirty, there's been storms down the south coast, there has been real unsettled conditions with regards to the wind that's been coming through. However, there has been bending rods and screaming reels throughout our coastline because the fish have been on the bite. Guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I am your host, Vanessa Green. And once again, we have a show where KZN has produced the goods. Starting off on the offshore side, despite those huge swells, the guys brought in a fair amount of Kuta, Dorado, Snook, and the bay continues to produce the goods. On your rock and surf side, we've got an array of non-eds and edible species. And as for the freshwater, well, it's absolutely on fire at the moment, with the fish on a feeding frenzy on all facets. Now, we will be breaking it down for you in great detail amongst all the areas throughout our coastline, including the Midlands. But before we do, guys, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, because none of this could have been made possible without them.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. It is 160 shows on our podcast, and none of this could have been made possible without the support from the guys. They have been with us from episode one. So big up to the Kingfisher. They are there to support not just me, but all the anglers throughout our entire coastline. So guys, getting into the show, talking about support down in the South Coast area, Margate, it's been circulating the socials throughout the entire week. The devastation that happened with the storms, but the community got together, everyone supported each other, and they are building up the area again. And that is something you could always expect from the community down the South Coast. I mean, this is like, I think, the third or fourth year where they've had some severe storms and severe damage happening to their infrastructure. But the guys got together, there's been helping hands, there's been such a great camaraderie and support around the community to build up the South Coast as quick as possible. And to continue with what's been going on down the South Coast, we are with Adam, who's got a report of what's been going on prior to the storm, during the storm, and possibly even what's going to be happening after the storm.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community and just in the local communities, just all together, because wow, we've had some absolutely horrendous, tremendous, stupendous weather down on the South Coast, Vinesh. I know some other areas besides the lower South Coast have also got hit in KZN, and it's just been absolutely, it's just bad. You know, we've had unfortunate loss of lives. We've had businesses destroyed, homes. It's been absolutely incredible. And, you know, to all those out there that are helping clean up, helping fix up the surrounding areas, particularly Margate, which seems to be getting hit year on year, April now for, I don't know, about 5 years now. The guys that are just going back in, you know, to all the heroes out there, just fixing up, cleaning up, doing what they can. Thank you, guys. You guys are the real rock stars. Because, Vinesh, wow, it's been absolutely terrible this side. But, you know, it is what it is. We have to repair, we have to mend, and we have to move forward. So to all those that have helped and been out there, thank you, guys. Honestly, thank you, thank you, thank you. But now let's dive straight into what we're here for, Vinesh, the fishing. Now, obviously, with this amount of rain that's happened down recently on the coast and in KZN, you know, most of our rivers have opened up in somewhat shape or form and have pushed a lot of debris, a lot of rubbish, and a lot of just brown, sandy muck into the water. And unfortunately, certain areas, Uvongo, Port Shepstone a little bit, and further down Margate and those areas, it's just absolutely filth on the beach. From tree stumps to, you know, slops, always beach slops for some reason, and just, yeah, just rubbish everywhere. So I don't think it's going to be too fishable in the next few days. There are some cleanup crews that are going around and they are cleaning up the beaches. So again, well done. Fantastic job there, guys. You know, if you do go down to the beach, guys, if you're here on holiday, you're here just for a day or two, or even the weekend, you know, just take a black bag with them. Whatever rubbish you see, pick it up. you know, drop it off near the nearest bin that you find, and yeah, just do your part. That's what we should all be doing as anglers in any case. Go to the beach, you use your bait, you take it home with you, you know, or throw it in the bin. You know, it comes in a packet when you buy it, generally speaking. So guys, if we can just do our part, especially if you are coming to the South Coast or even on KZN Central or North Coast, if there is any rubbish just lying around, as always, just clean up after yourself, guys. It really does help. And in terms of fishing, though, Vinesh, it's been good-ish the last prior to the big storm we had. I mean, we had some, you know, very nice cob popping up. We had Hugo with a nice cob in Sheppey. You know, got Mo and Barry and crew down in the Transkei with some really lacquer shark action. We're also still getting the odd bronzies, the hounds, the greys, some lessers, and a few small sandies popping up here and there. And also we've got Jakes with a lacquer freshwater barbel. So all round fishing, it's been a bit decent, Vinesh. I don't predict too much fishing is going to be great or happening this sort of next few days until things settle down and the coast clears up. We're definitely still getting a lot of sharks down on the South Coast. The non-ed action, sorry, is still happening. But in terms of edible fishing, I do suspect with this huge amount of brown water around, it might just go off the bites. Unless you can find some clean water or head up a bit further north, Umtantwini, moving your way towards Sea Park, towards Hebedean, where you haven't got so many big river systems or you've got some blind rivers that aren't opened, you might find yourself in a bit more ginger beer colored water and get the edible bites. Again, though, definitely chock are still doing the damage before these rains that happen, so get your hands on some of that. Moving a bit further south-south, though, it looks like Transkei is firing. A lot of sods in the water down that side. Loads of sharks around. So if you are in for those bigger non-eds, definitely head to the Transkei. But otherwise, I think fishing for the next few days, Vinesh, unfortunately, it's just going to be a little bit out of the question. But the weekend ahead looks nice and calm in terms of the wind. We have some west mixed with some east winds. Fairly low wave swells and nice water temps. So I think if the debris from the floods clear up or settle along with the sand and brown water that's come down, we should be in for a good weekend of fishing. But otherwise, guys, unfortunately, not too much to report on just because of the storm that's pulled in. And yeah, guys, let's just do our part when you head to the beach. Stay safe out there, guys. Again, there's a lot of debris in the water. And yeah, let's see those catches. Hopefully we all catch some nice fish for this up and coming weekend. Otherwise, Vinesh and everyone else, take care, stay safe, and tight lines.
Thank you, Adam. Yes, big up to all those heroes that are involved in repairing and helping and supporting the entire Lower South Coast area. I mean, they need all the help they can get. They get in a lot of help, but you know what? The more hands, the easier the load is going to be. So huge shout out to everyone that's been involved in the repair and the cleanup of what's been going on. Speaking about the cleanup, yes, like Adam was saying, buddy, thank you so much for the reminder about that cleanup. Always keep that fishing area tidy. We have mentioned it in 160 episodes now, and we will continue for the next 160 to keep that area tidy. It just helps. It just helps to pick up that litter that you take to the beach. And you know what? Just carry a little rubbish bag. That's what I encourage everyone to do. And just tidy up your area, your little section. Take that rubbish bag, leave it aside, leave it by the closest bin. And you know, if we all do that, we can have a great fishing environment. Anyway, moving on from there, Adam, yes, I'm sure the fishing is going to get a lot better. It always seems to be, especially down the South Coast. After a storm, the fishing gets really turned on, and it's the right time. It's that time when we are getting into that edible action. So that is our report for the Lower South Coast. Now moving on down to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, we are talking about the entire Kingsborough Illovo area. We are with Gary, who has seen some bite, not the craziest amounts due to the big sea that we had over there last weekend. However, there has been bite, and these are the species that have been coming out.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary at Kingsborough on this so-called famous Kingsborough beaches, as Bill Dinkley used to say. Yeah, I know it's certainly been disrupted, this rainfall. We've had about 150 mil since last week, Saturday. The other night we had 40 with that big rain that hit Margate, that sort of thunderstorm. We had 40 mils here. We had a thunderstorm nearly all night. 40 mils here, then Pennington at 65. Sheppey had quite a bit more, 100 odd. And they say, you know, Margaret had 200 odd at once in a couple of hours, which is a lot, you know, for this area to handle. The sea came right this morning, and I'll be going for a throw later with the incoming. A few shad have been coming out here and there. You know, when I say a few, I mean one here, one there. I hear there's some dead fish washed out at Winkle. I just want to get clarity on what's going on there. Mullet, my mate said, but Wimpy said, but some other stuff as well. I want him to send me a photo later. Yeah, that's a story. A cob, small cob here and there, and a shad. Starting to look better now. Let's just hope we have settled conditions, you know, being near May and that good water weather. Gee, we haven't had it for years. Yeah, that's all I've got for this week. So tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. That is great stuff. That's all I need to hear because I am going to be in that area this weekend. My fishing partner, Ray Thompson, is going to be in that area. So, yeah, Manzantorchi, Warner Beach, there is bite. There's shad, there's cob. Yes, it is odd shad and odd cob. But there is also the SA Surf Casting Competition happening on Saturday at Manzantorchi. If you want to get involved, check out the details on our WhatsApp channel. There's contact details and numbers of you know, who you can speak to participate. Now, moving on from Manzantorchi and Warner Beach, we are heading into Durban, where things have been good prior to the storm, things are looking good after the storm, and things are poised for a fantastic weekend.
How's it, guys? Yes, before the big sea came on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the guys did get quite a bit of fish along the beachfront stretch. Eddington, that side threw quite a few lovely diamonds, some grey sharks. One or two guys got some stumpies fishing for them. After that big sea arrived, the water temperature spiked and the fish went quiet. The Oaks, that did a bit of Glen Ashley on the Tuesday night when the sea was still fishable. Also got a couple of lovely cob there, a couple of shad in the mix. And that was about all on our local beaches. Yeah, that big sea did push quite a bit of sand, and so we just have to wait and see once everything's settled down, where the holes are, where the banks are, and what we can find. On the ski boat side, the Oaks that went out before the big sea got rewarded with some lovely kuta, snook. I saw a picture of a beautiful tunny that came out. Oaks fishing on the bottoms, got their normal slingers and that, rock rods. Apparently two beck came out in the deep, but I'm not 100% sure of it. The guys did launch in the big sea on Saturday and Sunday. And they also got kuta, a couple snook. Not a hell of a lot of fish, but the Oaks that did brave the weather did get some reward for it. So, yeah, the fish are out there. We just need the flat seas, which should be coming in the next few days. And I think the Oaks will collide fish. In the bay, the grunters are there. The bigger ones have gotten a bit quiet. But your normal average-sized grunters are eating quite freely. Good couple of kingies around, one or two springer around. Yeah, the guys are doing quite well there and having some fun. So let's let everything settle down in the next few days and hopefully the fish come on. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here at Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, the fishing report over the last week. As we all know here off Durban, we've had some pretty large swells running through and some wind. Yeah, so we've had terrible currents and stuff. On the bottom fishing side, it was a bit slow during the week, but yeah, there have been a couple of heelbecks coming out on the deep reefs, the 55 fathom area and that sort of stuff. Kuta, they are around. You've just got to fight through the shocks and manage to get them out if you're lucky. Still plenty bonnies there on number one area. There's a couple of small tuna starting to show their faces and some snook around the Blue Lagoon area. Yeah, so guys, what I can say, with hopefully the weather gets better, and yeah, tight lines, and good luck for next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Great reports, guys. Lots to look forward to. Now, like the guys were saying, that prior to the storm, the fish were on fire. Then the storm came. Things were a bit hectic. The seas were huge. The swells were mammoth. However, speaking about that swells being huge, I was surprised that the Durban Ski Boat Interclub was still going on. And the guys went out, and surprisingly enough, the swells weren't, the sea wasn't as bad. The swells were still big. The guys said you could see the ground with the swells being 5 meters up, 5 meters down, but it was still really fishable, and they got a fair amount of fish. There were a lot of coosa that came out, there were a lot of snook, there were a lot of dorado. However, with that amount of being a lot, there were a lot that got lost to sharks. So as Brad was saying, the fish are there, you're just gonna have to fight through those sharks, the taxman, who's taking his share of your bounty. And moving on to that rock and surf action, now there has been that bite, like Mike was saying, it did slow down because the sea were a bit rough. However, on our YouTube channel, if you want to know about fishing with that barometric pressure and what it does and why the fish are going to be getting turned on Friday and Sunday, well, check it out on our YouTube channel. Guys, Ray goes into great detail as to how this works and why it works and what happens to the fish and why they get so turned on. And that barometric pressure is going to be perfect for Friday and Sunday. But the times are on our YouTube channel, so go and check it out. And while you're out there, why not smash that subscribe button? All right. So now, guys, that is our reports from South Coast to Durban. Moving up to the North Coast, well, I didn't get too many reports. The sea was pretty big, pretty rough, pretty dirty. However, it is looking great for this weekend. Now, this weekend, the barometric pressure is looking amazing. If you want a non-ed, North Coast is the place to be. If you want a cob, definitely the North Coast is the area to be in, and that would be my preferred areas from the anglers that I spoke to would be Tugela, Zinkwazi, as well as Imtinzini. It's been a while since we've got some diamonds. The weather, the winds are looking perfect for diamonds. However, whether that water is going to be warm enough, that's another matter. Moving up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia, well, apart from that offshore action, guys, there hasn't been too much to report on. It wasn't the greatest of weeks because of the water conditions. However, if you were on the offshore side, you were treated to some coota and some bonito. Now, that rounds off our saltwater side of KZN. And now to move on to the freshwater side, where on the saltwater side, we had some areas that were hot and cold and fish far and few in between, and some areas where the fish were thick. But on the freshwater side, up in the Midlands, the fish are biting on all facets. Whether you're fishing for that still water on the trout, whether you're fishing for the river action with the trout, whether you're fishing for bass at Alberts or Midma, or whether you're even targeting carp, guys, it is turned on, and Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg is going to be telling us all about it.
Hey there, guys. With last weekend's rapid drop in air temperature and the first light dusting of snow up top of the berg, autumn is very much in the air. And yet the late summer rains keep on coming. We've had on average 20 to 30 mils for the most part over the last week, but up to 80 plus mils has been reported in certain areas. And along with a second but proper dropping of the white fluffy stuff this time, on top of the berg and in Lesotho, temperatures are starting to fall. Nighttime and early morning temperatures are readily appearing in single figures now, with most still waters already below the 20 degree mark. And water temperatures will continue to drop further, making the fish hungry for that pre-winter feed up. We are happy also to report that with a cutoff low pressure cell lying over the country, rainfall has been much more widespread, and with the dry Eastern Cape getting a proper wetting down as well. Of course, the rains have had an adverse effect on the rivers, which have come up substantially and are running bank to bank in places and have picked up some colour. And this was noted firsthand on the Bushman's River as the Natal Fly Fishers Club held their annual litter cleanup in conjunction with the local Amish Lubi community. The cleanup was well attended by committee members, some club members, and a good contingent of school children, and a great chance to lead by example and education. The NFFC also welcomed the signing of a further 5-year lease of prime fishing access by the king of the Amish Lubi, Bayete, Bayete. Members attending the cleanup session were invited to fish at their leisure afterwards. And even though the river was up, there were fish that were game. Not a dry fly game this time, I must say. Tungsten weighted nymphs were needed to get down to the fish. But flow should slow now as the rains come to an end, fingers crossed, and we should be looking at a fine last 6 weeks of the river season. Anglers fishing the senior A nationals were none too happy about the rains either, but fish they did. It was a very close team tussle up front for the trophy, and Western Province coming out tops and getting their name back on the trophy. It was a clean sweep for Brett van Rensburg of Central Gauteng, however, with an all five session win to take the gold and top individual angler honors, and a close tussle for silver, which went to Daniel Factor from Western Province, and bronze, which went to Sean Dixon of KZN. Other accolades went as follows: fly tying, Daniel Factor from Western Province, longest cast, Sean Dixon from KZN, longest fish went to Amy Fisser from Gauteng North, and most improved angler went to Lucinda van Niekerk from Mpumalanga. Most fish, of course, Brett van Rensburg, Central Gauteng, and the Friendship Award went to Mark Vincente of Central Gauteng. Congratulations to all anglers concerned. The rains also interfered with the scaly anglers that ventured out onto the Umkomas River this past week. One report noting, did not fish due to heavy rain, while some other anglers managed to find a gap in the weather, though, this weekend, and reported getting scalies predominantly in the 7 to 9 inch or 18 to 23 centimeter bracket, with a couple higher up in the tape in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeters, and 11 to 13 inch, 28 to 33 centimeter classes. With the rivers being on the rather full side, it's the still waters that are getting the bulk of the attention from the NFFC anglers. Apart from one report mentioning the weather building during the day and some late afternoon thunderstorm activity chasing them off the water, some excellent fish have been reported. Smallest fish were in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter class, with the bulk of the fish in the 13 to 17 inch, that is 33 to 43 centimeter range. There were also, however, a number of fish reported in the 17 to 19 inch, 43 to 58 centimeter bracket, and 19 to 21 inch, 48 to 53 centimeter classes, and also a couple in the upper 21 to 23 inch or 53 to 58 centimeter bracket. Water temperatures were reported to being around 18 to 19 degrees, and with water levels as they are, dams are in fine fettle, and the autumn fishing should take off now. Word from the Bass Waters is that fishing has picked up at Albert Falls and Midmar. Carp also making a showing at Midmar. We had a late report from angler John Steadman that fished the Crichton Bass event 2 weeks ago, and who said, it was awesome fishing and probably the nicest bass dam that I've ever fished. Congrats on your fish there, John. Autumn is a great time for fishing as bass begin their transition to their winter homes. Bass tend to focus more on forage than location at this time, and as water temperature starts to drop, bass follow prey. And as a result, those areas that hold prey will hold bass. Some key strategies for catching bass in autumn are as follows. Slow down. Cold water means slow fish, and as the water cools, slow down your retrieve. Focus on the feeding zones. As mentioned, bass will target areas with abundant food while they prepare for winter. So where there's food, there's fish. Experiment with colors. Water clarity changes as water temperature changes, so try different lure colors. Natural colors like baitfish, green, brown, and crawfish often work well in the clearer water conditions. So guys, there you have it for the week. Tight lines all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Great stuff, Jan. Thank you so much for such a great detailed report on what's been going on with those events and what we can expect that's coming up. Now, let me start off by saying I do not like the cold, but I do like the sound of a pre-winter feed up. That is looking really exciting right now. 6 weeks to go on that river action. We gotta take full advantage. 6 weeks does sound like a long time, but it would go really fast if we are really enjoying ourselves. You know, time flies when you're having fun. And as for that rainy spell we are having with the predicted drought that's coming, we will certainly welcome every drop of rain we can get. And Jan, those bass tips, really, really helpful right now as we're getting into this change of season, as that fish is having getting into that feeding mode. This is exactly the time to go and take advantage. So great tips on slowing down that retrieve. Guys, that was Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg. As he always says, for great tackle tips and advice, go and check them out. Go and check out any of the Kingfisher branches. The guys are ever willing to help, just like how they helped us bring through these fishing reports. So guys, this is our KZN Fishing Report. It is South Africa's only podcast channel. Special thanks to all our reporters. They have their ears on the ground, irrespective of whether they are on leave, whether they're feeling ill, they are getting us the content. So huge shout out to my reporters, huge shout out to the Kingfisher. And a huge shout out to all the anglers that brought in fish this past week. So guys, please make sure to subscribe to our channel, follow, like, whichever platform you are on, and please give us a rating. Let us know how we are doing, how you feel about the show, how you feel about the content that's coming through. If there's anything else you want to hear about or know about, please let us know. That's what Angler News SA is here for. So, until next week, it is going to be a great weekend. Friday's the day, Sunday's the day. The barometric pressure is looking absolutely amazing to go and get those rods bending and reels screaming. Make sure you drop a bait in the water. But when you are out there, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.